Greetings, this is Hans Peterson, an ELCA pastor serving at River of Hope Lutheran here in Hutchinson. This week's radio devotion will focus on sitting at the feet of Jesus as we consider a familiar passage, a scripture that was read in many churches this past weekend, and that is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Where Jesus interacts with Mary and Martha. I didn't realize until this past week that the story of the Good Samaritan immediately precedes Mary and Martha, and that the two are importantly connected. Remember Jesus' interaction with a lawyer who asks what it is that he has to do to inherit eternal life? Jesus turns around and asks, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" And the lawyer responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And it's after this that Jesus goes on to tell the story of the Good Samaritan to lift up one half of what was just said, to lift up love of neighbor. But then in the second part, in the story that we consider this week with Mary and Martha, Jesus goes on to lift up the importance of loving God or dwelling in the presence of the Word. As I think about this passage, I imagine Mary hanging out with Jesus, trying to soak up as much as possible. The following phrase comes to mind for me. "Come sit at Jesus' feet. Here you are loved." Now, as you hear that phrase, "Come sit at Jesus' feet. Here you are loved." How would you spell the word "here"? Here you are loved. Here as in H-E-R-E, location, here at Jesus' feet you are loved. Or might you spell it H-E-A-R? As in, open your ears to hear, you are loved. Hear the words, you are loved. I couldn't really land on one spelling or the other, so I used both phrases as I was thinking about this and wrapping my mind around Mary and Martha's experience. Hear the invitation, come sit at Jesus' feet. Come sit at Jesus' feet, here you are loved. Come sit at Jesus' feet, here you are loved. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing's needed, and Mary has chosen the better part. One thing's needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. We don't have the luxury of experiencing Jesus' presence in the same way that Mary did. However, I invite you to imagine yourself at Jesus' feet as you go about your day-to-day. And when you find yourself distracted, stressed, troubled about many things, like Martha, I invite you to adjust your focus to recognize that the presence of love and abundance is near. The resurrected presence of Christ surrounds you, and here you are loved. May you also go about your day knowing and hearing, oh dear friends, hear these words, you are loved. Please hear from Jesus himself, you are loved. Thank you.